Between the properties.
Yeah, the pond and the residential property, and I can't tell you to put a fence up or not, but.
We're coming less.
I wouldn't want the liability if a kid is playing out there and falls in and drowns.
Is there anything in our zoning ordinance that says if there's a retention pond built, you have to have a fence around it for protection?
I don't believe so.
We don't have a problem putting a fence around the pond, and if it is the township's direction, we can plant trees, evergreen trees and deciduous trees between the retention pond and the property line. We would extend that buffer all the way from the southern property line along the landscape area to that existing row of scrub that you see showing up on that sheet C1.1A. I do want to be upfront with the board and let you know it is not AutoZone's intention to clear the entire portion of that rear of the property. They're only going to clear the area that's necessary to build the retention pond. So what you see is existing to what would be the southwest is going to remain.
Right, but it's unrealistic to say that you're not going to touch that 20-foot distance between the fence and the machines are going to work around the entire perimeter. And a machine is 15 feet, 20 feet long for the size of the machines that you're going to use. So they're going to disturb that.
And again, we have no problem planting evergreens and trees along that eastern property line between the retention pond and that existing chain link fence. So that 20-foot area.
I think the entire property line.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
He's saying continue.
Right here.
He's saying continue right. From there all the way down.
Right, okay. Down the.
That's what he's saying. Okay. That's the way I understand it anyway, right?
That's so I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the landscape, can you bring back the landscape?
Sure.
So, from that
can
corner.
Can you have a detention pond in the setback? Can you have a detention pond in the setback? Go ahead.
I think they can.
Yeah, because we're allowed to have septic in the setback, though.
Yeah. So he's saying from that corner and continue it all the way down to the other end, correct?
Yeah,
so
this would follow the property line.
Yeah, all the way down. Find okay. out what's existing and how they want to handle that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're gonna take out every bit that's there.
Well,
I
mean, whatever. They're claiming they aren't on the other. Let them answer that question. So.
I know that I can't see the supervisors not wanting a buffer between the residential. And the
I mean,
no, we want a buffer, and it's in our ordinance. There has to be a buffer.
Just to clarify.
But okay. I just wanted. I know there's a lot of fines down that way already. I was just curious as to what was there now.
Right.
Harvey, just to clarify. So the landscape buffer that you're talking about is it going to extend from the existing buffer shown on your plan, which is up to the lease line, back to the detention basin?
Well, just beyond the lease line, there's some existing vegetation that we're going to remain. We're going to allow that to stay because it already provides a buffer. So beyond that existing landscaping, beyond that existing planting, we're going to extend a landscape buffer from the end of that existing landscaping that you see, which is shown as a cloud. You can see it as a cloud on sheet C, all the way to the southern property line along the entire side of the east. So there will be a landscape buffer between the retention pond and our neighbors to the east, all the way up to the lease line.
Right, and you may need to add plantings and not just use what's existing.
That's what he's saying. He's saying evergreens and
okay. He said
some of it can be left if they don't destroy it.
Right. Okay.
Right. That's at least be cohesive.
moving on.
Do you want to go through the comments?
I think we should, yep.
Yep.
One thing before, and I didn't see it in John's, and I just am seeing John's now, and I know that the planning commission, the county planning commission, is going to tell you that your signature blocks on the front of your application are not correct, because it doesn't leave room for...
I think Sean already sent that out, right?
I didn't point it out to anybody, thank you.
Right, if you go to your first page, that's the signature blocks, they get fussy about that. There should be a place for supervisors in the planning commission, the township planning commission to sign.
Three supervisors.
And then the county planning commission affirms it, if you want to do that, but...
Because we have the Pike County Planning Commission.
Right.
So you want three signature lines for the supervisor?
You need three signature lines for the supervisors, and there should be five for the planning board.
Okay.
Yeah, the planning commission has to sign off also.
Yeah, they don't, they get fussy over that, I noticed that right away, that the county planning commission will call you on that, so you, and I don't think John picked that up. Did you see that, Tony? The first page.
Yes, Kevin, I see it.
Okay.
I see the first page where it has the board of supervisors, the county recording note, and the county planning commission. Actually, you should have the township planning commission above the supervisors, because they'll be signing it first.
Yep, and the where your flood zone note, or wherever that is, right in that corner would be a good place to put your conditional use hearing, someplace on the cover page.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was gonna put it in the general notes.
Well, somewhere.
Or do you want a separate call out for it?
I think you should just put conditional use approved in the date, and then put those items there, so it's clear.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we'll take the language from the conditional use approval and add it to the cover sheet.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, I'm sorry.
It's all right. All right, so just for the record, I didn't get a chance to see this until just now also. So...
You and all of us.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now for the first time.
So I guess, you want to start under Milford Township zoning ordinance, the second bullet point, section 407?
Yeah, 407 commercial.
Says the planning commission may require the applicant to provide a narrative that addresses all applicable performance standards. So it's listed as a may, so would you want that narrative? I'm not familiar with that section off the top of my head, so I'd have to review.
I have to go back and look, but I think we were supplied a narrative at the conditional use hearing, were we not?
I think we did, I think that's...
Throughout the whole process, we revised it a couple of times.
Yes.
I think at one point, the township asked me to remove any information regarding the rear piece of property.
Right.
So we did initiate, we did provide you with a narrative, yes.
Yes.
Well, but the were you aware when you asked them to remove the rear portion of the property from all of it, that the detention pond was going to be dependent on that piece of property?
No, because all we asked to have removed back there,
right, so we just
any intentions of the property owner, what they were doing back there.
Oh, okay.
So then we consider that one addressed?
Yeah, if you've already done that, then that would be something that would accompany this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
All right.
That narrative, if it's already done, should just accompany the application, okay?
All right, we'll submit the narrative.
Okay.
The next bullet point is the landscaping standards. So I'm not sure, again, exactly what specifically this is pertaining to. Maybe it was what we discussed in the landscaping. So I'll have to take it, review the section that's quoted, and maybe talk to Mr. Fuller and see.
Mr. Fuller's very cooperative. You can call John, and yes. he's very good to deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll follow up on that one.
Okay.
The next one, section 408.8, Planning Commission may require a traffic impact study for more than 500 trips per day. We can put together a trip gen analysis to show how much. What the trips per day will be, we can submit that, and then talk about a
I think what's more appropriate, because you have to use the existing highway occupancy permit, is to do what you're saying and then to say that the existing highway occupancy permit is adequate for what you're asking.
Yeah, he has that as another bullet point further down. So yeah. Yes, that's what we'll do, is we'll take a look at trips per day and compare it to what the HOP was filed for. And
so do we
we'll
want to pay? But question is, do we want to make them do a traffic study?
Well, I guess, when they originally did it, was it just for the Dollar General? And or was it for the property?
No.
If they were going to do it, that was going to be a shared access.
The actual access was approved by PennDOT for both properties.
For yeah. both properties. So then that should have been.
But right, not knowing what use is in there,
yeah.
You have to know what the trip is, trip ends are, and whether PennDOT.
Well, they're going to do an analysis to determine their trip ends.
Right.
And then what they can do is show that their trip ends and Dollar Generals match up, and you have enough to, you have adequate with the, now that's maybe going to take, take Mr. Rosato out of the loop.
I was just going to say that might max out that.
But we need to know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
Make that rear property unusable.
And it may not, because I think when I talked to PennDOT, that was already a low volume.
If it doesn't come there, then, you know, if it's...
It is what it is.
If it's hairy, then we're going to say we want a traffic study, right?
If it's what?
If it's close.
Yeah.
If it's close...
You'd have to have a traffic study if it was close.
Right. So, but I think I don't see a reason to not give them the opportunity to answer that beforehand.
Right. I agree with you.
Is that all right? Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
The next bullet point item, section 426, wellhead protection zone. We should provide a narrative plan report describing how we're going to reduce the potential for groundwater contamination. We'll put that together and get it into you.
Yeah, that's everything that you proposed in the conditional use.
You're building the building on a pond and doing all of that stuff, so yeah.
Yep. The next section for the saldo, the will serve letters. Carmen, do you have any will serve letters?
Yes, we've got obviously sanitary is involved. We do have the water has been approved by Milford for borough. They've reviewed the plans. We can certainly provide the correspondence we have with the borough regarding water service. As an aside, they're going to use the existing tap to service the auto zone coming off the main that comes across the front of the site.
So we'll get those will serve letters and submit it with our revised letter.
Okay.
The next bullet print item, the next bullet point item is plans submitted to Bob for review and discussion about a sewage planning module. We have the design together. We'll get that submitted to Bob for his review. And we had discussed sewage planning and it not being required for the use.
Yeah, you're not at the gallonage for a module. You already have a backup site plan to.
So
just a statement in the construction notes to the that's not required.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So the next item is the PennDOT HOP, which we talked about, and then the last two items are the ENS control plans and the PCSM plans, which are going to fall underneath the NPDES permit that we're going to have to get from the Pike County Conservation District.
You're going to have to get an NPDES permit.
Yeah. It's going to be over an acre.
We're over an acre of disturbance.
Oh boy.
So we will, you know, when those become available.
Well, it said on your plans that you're required that, so.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is the extent of the comments.
Okay. I don't see any profiles or elevations or that of the building itself. We see no, it's AutoZone. Gave us the impression when we started this that they were going to give us some indication of the look of the building and what was going there and how that was going to be. I don't see any of that with this application.
Well, that was all provided as part of the conditional use. The building elevations, the floor plan, the reports, that was all part of the conditional use application. We certainly can include that covered building elevation and that floor plan again with the resubmittal. But it was submitted when we did the conditional use application.
Yes, it was, and you should resubmit it with this.
Or wasn't at that meeting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We can.
So there's an actual design of the building of what it looks like, the height.
All right, then I must not have been at that meeting.
No, actually, I don't think you were.
I don't think you were.
I don't miss many.
I know I wasn't.
That was all submitted, but we should have a complete land development.
Should be a page, of that, with the elevations and the profiles and what we can expect.
Right.
So help me understand, are you asking for a full set of building plans with the land development submittal?
No, we're looking at profiles and elevations.
I don't understand what profiles mean, what is a profile?
Or you can just, if you just do elevation, so we know what the texture of the building is gonna look like.
The same plan you had for the conditional use, where you showed what the materials were on the outside of the building.
Drawing index and included with the land development.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And like I said, nowhere in there does it say that the demolition is gonna be prior to any of the.
We will add that.
That'll be a notation somewhere in the beginning or whatever. Other than that, I don't.
Again, we talked about that, we're gonna add the conditional use language to the cover sheet.
Right.
Okay.
That should satisfy that comment.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And the only other thing is our zoning officer's here and he's had a chance to review it. Do you have any comments?
No, I went through the whole thing, I went against the saldo and the ordinance and I didn't see any issues.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
All right, and the only other comment that I had is on your general list of contractors' instructions. It does state if the property owner wants a change, that can be up to the property owner and to you. And it's understood that anything that would be done would have to go back to the township, is that correct? That's just an overlay on your, not the general, it would be your general notes in page two or three back.
I'd have to go back and review that general note. Did you want it to say that changes have to be, I mean, shape, like any substantial changes would have to go back to the planning commission.
Right, right. What I'm saying is that's just standard boilerplate that's on this. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Because it works, so we can't.
No, I get it. I understand. I understand. Yeah. Anybody else?
That's all I got.
Wonderful.
All right,
thank you for your patience.
No, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
So would you, Carmine, would you have these revisions and do this stuff and be coming the 23rd? Or is that unrealistic?
I think that's unrealistic.
Okay.
I think Tom and I want to have some time to go back through, make the necessary corrections. I also would like to get the preliminary submittal to the county conservation for the NPDES, just to make sure that they have no comments that would cause any significant changes to the plans before we come back before the township.
Okay, so then you'll stay in touch.
That sounds like a plan.
We will make ourselves available to you as best we can.
Yeah, and when we get everything addressed properly, we'll resubmit, and you know, whatever the submittal deadline puts us on the meeting agenda, that's the meeting we'll come to.
Okay.
Thank you, Carmen.
This is going to be.
Could I just ask for one favor? Is there any way at all we could see the engineer's review comments prior to 5 minutes before the meeting?
Well, we only got them five minutes before.
I'd like to see them 5 minutes before too.
We got
being
them.
Unprepared is embarrassment. When we're unprepared because we haven't seen the review comments. It's not really.
They were sent today after the secretary left, is that right?
Right.
So you're getting them the same time we're getting. John usually doesn't do that. He did call me yesterday and said that because of a conflict he wouldn't be able to come, but he would submit the letter. But he will be making himself available after this. So, but now we're. Now we got to see where you guys are going with that. Just stay in touch.
Yeah, we have the comments, so we'll work on that. I'll probably talk to John about the landscaping, make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
And we'll get this revised and resubmitted.
Right, and we're sorry about that, Carmine, but that's when we got them.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Data center regulations, we're not in a position to discuss them, or are we?
No, I would. Let's see where we're at with planners.
Okay. The warehouse standards, John Fuller called me the other night, yesterday afternoon, and said that he wouldn't be able to be here, but he will make himself available for the 23rd or for the first meeting in January, whichever we have. Is there an issue for anybody here for the 23rd?
I'm raising my hand.
Tony's raising his hand.
You can't be here for the 23rd, though.
I will not be available the 23rd.
Okay, then. And we want the two of you together for it anyway.
I am most likely traveling to Boston.
Okay. All right. What business do we have that's pressing? We don't have to be here for AutoZone. That was my fear.
No, I don't think you have anything other than your recommendation to the board on the planner.
Okay.
And
that's something that we could discuss in a hurry if we needed to at the next meeting.
Gave you the full point.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have those for that's the next on our agenda. So we'll keep them. We'll for this point in time, we'll keep the meeting for the 23rd, and we may cancel that week. But you think you'll be able to make it?
I have no life, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
then we'll keep it. Maybe we can have some discussion on this other stuff. 537 plan.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to read it all, but.
Well, other than what you already read, I just added a couple things because I forgot Wheatfield Village for a community system. So I added that back in. A couple typos. Basically, not much has changed on it.
How are the systems at Wheatfield? Are they good?
Yeah.
They're new.
Yeah, they're not that old. And we only had one malfunction there because an animal dug out a corner. Just had to put dirt back on it. But we just did a new one new system at Town Green. And
Raspberry Ridge too, right?
Oh, I forgot Raspberry Ridge.
I
gotta add Raspberry Ridge to it too.
Add Raspberry Ridge.
I was
and Kyle
when Lee. I was just gonna say. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
when I was reading it, I realized that Raspberry Ridge was on there.
Raspberry Ridge is all brand new. Moon Valley. The only failures they've had is really from the landscapers cutting the cleanouts.
Cleanouts off.
And yep.
And in your report, you said that all new stuff.
Yeah, so I'm not the only person that happens to.
All on lock.
Yeah, and they're not giving out septic anymore in Moon Valley. If you buy a lot there now, you got to do it on lot. Lot septic.
Yeah.
Is.
And basically, the proposal follows everything that the state requires, with the one exception. They would like to see mandatory pump outs. And in here I put that we would have letters sent out on how to maintain your system, things to look for failures, and educate the public on it first. And if that didn't work, then we would look at possible
ordinance.
An old ordinance.
Three bedroom, 3 years. Every 3 years,
each one's different. It depends on how many people are in. You got two people in it, they can go 5-6 years without a problem.
But I thought there was a rule of thumb. It's two bedroom, 2 years.
The rule of thumb is
every one of them every 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't differentiate.
Well, we don't want to, we want to put a burden on the homeowner. If you got a good septic and it works good,
keep it pumping.
I mean, perfect.
Okay, so let me ask Tony.
Before you go into that, there are more things that are required with this submittal, like appendy. I had a list of things. But anyway, I talked to John Fuller, and John's very familiar with doing them in New York, which he'll just be able to follow along with whatever is required by Pennsylvania. And he's willing to sit down and go over it with me to make a submission.
Okay, so is there, does DEP print out a formal outline that must be followed?
Yes, that's what I was
going
over.
They have it too, and okay. I did send the guidelines to Bob.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but also in those guidelines, just so everybody knows, it says if your plan is outdated and you feel it needs to be corrected, we can move forward on it without notifying the DEP and then get their opinion later.
That's correct.
Okay, but do they, in this circumstance, require a TAR, a task activity
yes.
report?
They do. In okay. all circumstances.
All
okay, so is that not the first step so that we have no issue with them at all, is to do the task activity report?
We got to do the task activity report, the PINDI. There's about five different things we got to do.
And is that something that Mr. Fuller should be doing for us? My question is it going to come with more credence if we have an engineer submit this?
If you have an engineer submit it, it'll definitely hit their eyes sooner than if we just submit.
Well, I'm not putting my name on it. It's going to go to John.
That's right.
I'm just writing an outline so it's nice
correct.
And easy.
Right. Now, I do have to tell you that the last three townships that I've been involved with that have submitted 537 plan updates to the Northeast region of DEP have all been told after submission you need to have
an old
sewage management program.
An old ordinance.
Yeah.
Well, and
Northeast
and
is the hardest one to get through, believe it or not.
But, well, what types of old ordinances are out there? Do they have only one that they accept?
No, they will look at the problem is the documentation you're going to need is going to have to show the demographics of how many people are full-time residents, how many people are part-time residents, and what their home is used for example, transient rentals, short-term rentals, things of that nature, because the latter is going to require pumping more often than someone who is just residing in a home on a part-time basis.
I can add that into it. I mean, right now, mm-hmm. I just took our failures over the last 5 years total. It's only 3.3%. The properties that had failures wow. in the last 5 years.
Yeah, we don't have
good soil. That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
We have good soil in Pike County.
Even when even when HRG did their study along the business district here, there was no failures. The only failures we have are cesspools that are considered future failures.
Yeah, and that's only because they consider them future failures. Right. We've got cesspools that are 150 years old
right.
that are working.
We're not sure where it's going, but they're working. Now, I think they'll require the old ordinance. There are 3-year, 5-year quadrants. There's a lot of things you can do to satisfy DEP.
But my problem with that is it is not a regulation anywhere that we have to have that yet. They never passed
other than in their guidelines.
Right. It's a considered guideline.
Right.
Yeah, but it is not.
It's something that we get them before they make it mandatory, and it's a lot
they're
more
never gonna
expensive.
They've been trying to make it mandatory
that's
for
where,
the last
that's,
20
that's
years.
That's what I'm saying. I think if they saw an attempt made, even if it's we're going to do a study to determine in the next 3 years whether we need to have it.
Well, that's what basically what I said in there.
Right, right. So if that attempt is made, at least we're trying something.
Yeah.
Well, and John may have an idea about how to word that
right.
too.
The part I don't like about it is that it's kind of a voluntary compliance. You can't force someone to do it. They have to provide you with the receipts that it was actually inspected and it was actually cleaned out by a DEP licensed hauler.
You know, the problem I have with all this is I got people, even my own house, my other house that I had, I didn't have it pumped out for 16 years. I thought they were going to hate me when I had it pumped out. When they went to pump it out, I said, didn't need it. There was nothing in it.
Yeah.
16 years. And that's with four people in the house. And all the Italian holidays.
Seven fishes and all.
Seven fishes, baby.
So, well... All right. So, what other business do we have? Do you want to talk about the planners now, or do you want to think about that and we'll discuss that on the 23rd? Do you have a preference of the two? You were here for the last one, or you weren't? You missed.
I wasn't here for the last.
You missed the last one.
You were here for the last one.
It's the season for the plumber.
So, the only thing I'm looking at this way is, with the first one, we're one on one. No matter what. But this one, I'm just afraid it's going to get lost with the group. What we're looking at. That's why I asked the question.
I see distinct advantages with both.
Yes.
Yeah. So do I.
I see this one that I just seen tonight. Very professional. They're going to be very thorough. The fees are way more, but. Yeah. The way that they have it broken down, and they're going to bring in the cheaper fees to do the bulk of the paperwork and whatnot.
Well, she said right off the bat, probably not.
Yeah.
She says she's going to do most of the administrative stuff. You know. But
at the same time, if she goes back and has other people in the office figure stuff out, we're going to be paying them for
that. I like the way they talk about presenting it by having three ordinances in one and choosing and putting it together. That I'd like that concept personally. Yeah. But as far as, you know, who, it's like the commercial you watch, who is my lawyer? Who is my planner?
Yeah.
She came right out and said it'd be mainly be her. She'd be the primary, but she had that other fella that couldn't make it tonight.
He's a lot further away. Well, further away or money calls, one or the other. I mean,
we're used to doing the work ourselves and having our planner kind of make sure that it's okay.
Right.
This is a different concept for you as a planning commission than what you're used to. With Shepstone, you would say, well, here's what we came up with. Why don't you go through it? And he would make the suggestions, you know, A, B, or C, and kind of go through it and give you some ideas and let you finish it, and then review the whole thing. I don't think it's going to work that way this time.
With either planner?
I think you're going to get a proposal from the second group. I don't know. I just don't know enough about the second group. I know Nancy, and I know that she would be willing to listen to ideas, but the problem that I have is I think both groups are going to want to do the actual ordinances, and I don't think that's something that you're used to. I think you're used to, this is what we want in these categories, and put it together for us, and we'll review it. This is going to be, they're going to put it together, then you're going to review it, and I just don't know. I don't have a preference one way or the other. I just think you're going to pay a lot more with the
second. Well, they're working with Dingman Township, so I can talk to Dingman Township and see where they are with that. They did the plan for the county, this new comprehensive plan, but that's a whole other animal compared to what we normally do. So I
Yeah, talk to Dave. Yeah,
you're not going to be here the 23rd. Do you have a preference?
I didn't get to meet or hear the other company.
Who did you work with in Westfall Township?
We had HHR.
HHR. They were your consultants, sort of. Yeah, so that's this type of a firm. Yep. Yes, they are.
They were like off the hook.
Yep.
One thing I can say about Westfall, they spent a lot of money on.
Milford Township doesn't have that kind of wood.
Yeah.
Our wood pile on that isn't that high.
So the only other thing is, if he's coming from Harrisburg, we're going to be paying for that whole ride.
Right.
Well, you only get what you pay for, too, you know, so I don't want to discredit anybody.
Where was the other person from? Because they had mileage on theirs.
But they only charge half.
Yeah, they only charge one way.
And
she's willing to come. She's willing to come virtual until we need her. And
right, need her. Yeah, like that's going to balance out one way or another.
What, the two companies?
Yeah.
No, I think the second company's
going to be more expensive. Way more but expensive. Are they that much better that we?
Let me talk to Dingman and see what.
Yeah.
Get a.
We can work with whoever. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to make a decision tonight.
Did you want to take these back so that you don't have to reproduce all of it?
No, we'll probably just be easier just to put them on a PDF.
Take them back and bring them back to us so we don't pile stuff.
All right. If you want me to take them, I will take them.
I think the secretary should keep one copy
for record. One copy for record.
I can get rid of all of this.
Yeah. And then just put on that was a preliminary submission or whatever that it was. So is there anything else for the good of the order, so to speak?
Thank you.
Yeah, I make a motion that we...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I wish everybody a happy holiday if we don't get together.
Happy holidays.
If we, I assume that we'll see each other the 23rd, but if we don't, enjoy the holidays, love your family, do what you have to do. We have
a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good holiday.